Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello? Hello? Hi, is this on?
Yes, this is on.
Hi, Mike's not here. I'm sorry. I just wanted to stop in and say I'm really sorry, but he's not here right now. I'm his assistant, Jennifer. I'm his new assistant, Jennifer.
Oh, new hire. He did mention
that. Come in and join you guys on the show. Hi.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Jennifer.
Good to be with you. I apologize for my electronic sound, but it's an electronic processing device that's causing Mike's voice to sound like this. But I'm Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
And I just wanted to come in and say, hey, how you
doing,
boys?
It's very weird. Normally, when Mike hires somebody, he lets us know. How long have you been with Mike?
About 2 days.
Really? How's it going?
Yeah. He's a bit of a chore.
Yeah.
but he's doing fine, and we're very excited about the prospects of a full recovery. So he's in the potty right now, and he asked me to stop in and talk to you guys.
Big
so
potty or big potty or small potty?
I don't check those things, silly boy. You must be Rob.
I am Rob.
He's the wild card.
He told me about you.
Mike, anytime you do a collab, I'm
sorry. Hold on just a second. Let me put on my lipstick, okay?
Okay.
Just a second. There we are. Fresh as a daisy. Told you it was good, Oscar. Hi. It's different than the other one, isn't it?
It's a little different. Jennifer, every collaborative effort.
I go low, it goes. What? Hello? What?
Hi. Now, are you human or are you some sort of android?
I'm sort of. Okay, now you tip my hand. I'm a bit of a cyborg.
Really?
Combination of cyborg, but I'm a female cyborg with all the parts.
Well, we can see you and you're lovely.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Mike's doing great. I just wanted to say that he occasionally will be a little tardy, and I came in to talk to you about whatever you wanted to talk about.
Tell us about your process with Mike in the morning.
Yeah, what goes on?
Well, first of all, it's eggs and sausage.
Is that your nickname
for
him?
And wheat toast. What?
Is that your nickname for him?
Hi, eggs.
No, that's
stuff.
Not funny.
Oh. And, you're right.
I should point out that I'm programmed to do some pretty heavy stuff, Rob. So, please don't make me get there. I don't want to go to that dark place.
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Okay.
May I call you Jen?
Anyway, huh?
May I call you Jen?
Jennifer.
Full name.
Jennifer.
Full name. I do not want to be called Jen. Okay. I know you're a suburban, but please don't call me Jen. I am Jennifer. Okay?
Hi, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally, Jennifer?
I'm from the planet Blogborg. That's right, the planet Blogborg.
From outer space.
Yes, I'm from outer space.
From another galaxy.
Far, far away.
How'd you get to Earth?
Oh, I have my secrets. Silly boy.
Whoa. You have an enchanting laugh.
Oh, let me put on a little more lipstick,
please.
Shall I?
Yeah.
There we go. Hi, boys.
Hi, Jennifer.
Lovely.
I'm Jennifer. So, I like this machine. Was worth buying just for this.
You'll be filling in for Mike occasionally in the vignette.
I might be here for the whole show, as far
really?
As I know.
Well, because, you know, Mike does a lot of things. Yeah. Mike does impressions. Are you programmed to do impressions?
I can do some impressions. I can do Cher.
Oh, yeah, I'd share. Like that.
Do you believe in love after love? Thank you. I do Lady Gaga.
Oh, I'd like that.
Poker face.
Poker face. Not even the melon.
Poker face. Poke your face.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point, Pony. When's the last time, Jennifer, you checked yourself for updates?
Well, it's been a while. It's been a good long while, but I'm okay. I'm cruising. I'm on cruise control. La, la, la.
What sort of, other than filling in for Mike on the show, what other duties do you perform for Mike?
I bathe him. I cook for him. I clean for him. I get his reams of paper that he needs to print. print out his news story and, of course, write his little novellas. I also take him for walks in the chair.
Hold it. The chair
I
is
take
it,
him to his chair.
Is it a chair with wheels?
Yes, his Mr. Potter wheelchair.
Understood.
That's what I do. I also take him to all of his appointments, 6 or 7 a day. He's failing like you would not believe.
But now that he's got that new sort of cyborg hip.
Hi, Pony Boy.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Anime Boy. Hi, Anime Boy. Oh. Anime Boy. Ooh. Anime Boy. Anime.
Pony Boy, you're blushing.
Yeah, did you know that? Hey, Jennifer, Pony Boy's single.
That's right.
Is he really?
Yeah.
And I desperate. Am too. As it happens.
What's that?
As it happens, I am too. What do you think of that, Buster Brown? I understand you're quite the man in the kitchen, Ponyboy.
Oh, absolutely. But you're a robot, so you don't really eat food, do you?
I'm partial robot.
Oh.
Well, what parts of you are robotic and what is humanoid?
I've got several programs within me that cause me to function at a higher level, but I've also got all the normal parts, if you know what I mean.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't want to go into detail, but let me just say the vagina, 100% human.
I'm in.
How about your ass?
You bet you're in, pal. How about my ass?
How dare you?
Well, you found my dirty little secret.
Oh.
That's right. There's nothing human about that. I know it's inconvenient, so we don't have to deal with it.
I'm looking at your profile here. It says that your favorite movie is Ex Machina.
Mm-hmm.
Ex Machina. That's exactly right. If you look at me and I take my wig off, you will see all the parts in the bag. It's completely clear, made out of a high-grade space-age polymer. That's
so you're not always blonde?
No, I can be anything you want me to be.
Wow, and I guess you
can... I can be blonde, I can be brunette, I can be curly, straight.
No.
Permed.
Oh, a
shaved.
Perm is lovely. Shaved.
Yes, I can have a smooth shaved head if I have the right latex appendage on the prosthetic head that I have. The head cover, the prosthetic head cover. You're getting into the details.
And
Stop
of course,
ahead.
We know you wear makeup.
I do. I wear blush, foundation, lipstick, eyeliner, fake eyebrows, fake eyelashes.
Fake eyebrows?
I got the whole package.
How,
Fake
how,
eyebrows. I can peel this one
Jennifer,
off if you'd like to see
I'd
it.
I'd love to see it.
All right, let's try. There
wow.
we go.
Wow, it looks like an anchovy.
Yeah, I'll put it back on.
You're like there a you. Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, it's a little askew.
Oh, you look
it's
surprised.
It's a little askew.
You might want to move there. It down.
Oh, dear, I look like I'm totally surprised. Wow.
Like an angry bird.
Man, I look like Christopher Lloyd now. What's wrong with me?
You can't stop looking at Pony.
I know. Hi, Pony.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Spaghetti night. I know all about all of you.
Oh,
I
you're,
know
you're welcome.
You.
Oh, you've
I know
downloaded.
About Oscar's MBA, and I know about Rob's trips down to amusement parks,
mm-hmm.
and I know about everything, and I'm really excited about joining you in the studio at some
Jennifer,
point.
Jennifer, what do you think of Carla?
Oh, I'm so sorry you asked. Well, she's just, can I be, are we between friends here?
No one's listening.
Tree of Trust.
She's in the way.
In what? How
She's
you mean?
In the way.
How do you mean?
She is in the way. She's in my way.
Because
she gets between me and Mike.
And is that bad?
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
Yes, it is.
That's a new register for your voice.
I'm so sorry. I'm so, so very sorry. No, she gets in the way. She gets in the way occasionally, and I don't like it.
Because you
I
have
don't
to, you're
like
there
it
to
one little bit.
You're there to help Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And how does she...
By the way, my press-on nails are extremely sharp.
But you could change them to duller. You could change those to duller models if you wanted.
Duller models?
Yeah, you know,
well,
you don't have
don't
to wear the
you're
sharp.
I talking about.
You
you're
could change out your nails.
I wish you'd prepare your comments a little bit and just refrain from, like, babbling whatever pops into that oversized head of yours.
Hey, you know what? You could be nice to me.
Yeah, we just met.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little tense.
You
it's
are.
Been a morning, and he's not back here yet. He's not back in the studio.
Jennifer.
Ooh.
Are you a lease or a purchase?
I'm a temporary rental is what I am.
Oh.
Yeah, I was brought in by the nursing service.
Are you covered by insurance?
Yes, I am. I'm Jennifer Nursing. That's what if you look up down here in South Florida, it's Jennifer Nursing, and I'm special. I'm wonderful, and I have corrective shoes.
Can I see them?
No, you may not. But the nails are painted, Mr. Man.
They are. They are.
Yeah.
You are lovely.
Hi, Pony.
Oh, you're beautiful. You're beautiful.
What's the key to a good marinara sauce?
Your voice.
Fresh tomatoes, let me tell you.
I do like it when I go lower.
Uh-huh. It's sexy.
Really nice. Do. Oh, man, you are my kind of man. There's no question about that. My name is Jennifer.
Is that the voice? Over. That's a calming tone because it's
I
lower.
Wish I didn't sound so electronic. I'd just like to be big old Jennifer. That's what I'd like to do. Be
like
big
it.
Old Jennifer. Do you serve rolls with your spaghetti?
Oh, absolutely. You should come over. Watch Ghost in the Shell. I think you'll like it.
Oh, God, you're turning me on.
Wow.
Can I ask this question, Pony Boy? Pony Boy,
yeah,
Matt Bloom?
You sure can.
Do you make your own garlic bread? Dude,
absolutely.
Please tell me you do.
Absolutely.
How
For
about
you,
dessert?
Anything.
Come on, how about dessert? Come on!
you know me, bread pudding.
Bread pudding.
Nice gooey
oh,
bread
Jesus.
Pudding.
Bread with caramel sauce or whiskey sauce? Bourbon whiskey sauce?
Whiskey caramel sauce.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. That'll keep you regular. Am I right, ladies?
Oh, you have a lovely sense of humor.
Oh, God, I could do this all day long because, you know, it's a new toy.
It
and,
is.
And we spent a little too much money on it. But,
no, did we?
You know, I'll tell you something. If you want to know what sold me on it, it was this particular sound effect. I could do this for hours. Hours. All the other ones didn't sound so credible. This one does. You know what I mean? This one just... You're laughing like I was in Guitar Center yesterday. You're looking at me like I was from a different planet. Here's a guy with a cane and an IV sticking out of his arm, and he's doing full shtick. God, I'm a silly ass. Oh, jeez. I'm killing me. But anyway, can I be serious for a second?
Yes, and use your serious voice.
I want to tell everyone yes. right now, this is really important. I really think it's important to, and this is my philosophy. Some might call it silly.
Yes. This is Jennifer. Oscar, this is Mike's
Jennifer.
Cyborg assistant, yeah. Part humanoid, part robot.
I don't want
robot.
To be cyborg anymore because now I'm lower. I don't think I need to be. I just want to say, I believe in practicing the golden rule. Practice. Do.
Yes.
Unto others as you shall have them do to you. Okay? Is that too much to ask?
You're a member of a noble profession, and that is a lovely, lovely outlook.
That's absolutely right. And all I know is when I tuck myself in tonight in my one-room apartment, I will tell you this. I will have visions of marinara sauce, garlic bread, and bread pudding. Yeah. Bathing in it with a skinny man who's addicted to nicotine. Start the show!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Listening to the radio today, I heard a radio contest here in L.A., but it doesn't matter where you are. All radio contests sound exactly the same. You're lucky caller number 7.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Are you serious?
I'm serious. You just won $1,000. What's your favorite radio station?
This one. WKW, whatever the hell it is.
Those people have no shame or humility. There's no rule that says you have to love the station you won on. If I won a contest, I'd be completely honest. You just won $1,000. What's your favorite radio station?
Well, I jump around a lot. I like the Spanish one. And this one's pretty good. What station is this anyway? I just had it on Seek.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show, an internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone lines are always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime you want. Anything you want. Our show today brought to you by Ring. There is a home burglary every 13 seconds. That's more than four per minute. Most of them happen in broad daylight. They usually start with the crook, the bad guy, the evil one, walking up to your front door, ringing the doorbell to make sure that you're not home. We're not talking about rocket scientists here. They do stupid stuff, and they get caught most of the time because they're bad guys.
Bad guys.
And you want to prevent the bad guys from getting in. They just check that you're not at home, and then they break in. The Ring video doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone approaching your door just by using your smartphone. Now Ring is using their advanced motion detection technology to protect your entire property with the Ring of Security Kit. The kit includes a Ring video doorbell for your front door and a Ring stick-up cam. It's a wireless, weatherproof HD camera to keep an eye on other parts of your property. The Ring video doorbell and the stick-up cam both install in minutos, and together they provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in the living room or thousands of miles away. Right now, for a limited time, our listeners can get up to $150 off the Ring of Security kit. Just go to ring.com/TMOS right now. Join the millions of homeowners who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/TMOS for up to $150 off your kit. That's ring.com/TMOS. Don't you wait. So thank you for really, completely, and utterly indulging me in that because
I'm glad to have you back. I don't know if you know this, but the first segment was done by Jennifer.
Jennifer was,
she's
Jennifer
a cyborg.
Was born probably at about 1:45 yesterday afternoon. I was running around with my different medical issues, and I had some time to kill, and I went into the local voice-changing store, and that's what it says
and that's
on
what
the
it's
outside.
Called? Yeah.
Yeah, the voice-changing store.
I like
and
it.
And of all the things that they had, the thing that sold me the most was, I've had vocal processors before that, right. You know, they basically pitch your voice up higher. And that's what this one was called, male to female.
Ooh.
And I put it in there, and I was laughing so hard doing this because you, no matter what you pitch your voice at,
right.
It sounds female, and I don't know how it works. And, well, she's still here, as a matter of fact.
Jennifer. Yeah.
Jennifer, how are you?
Leave me alone.
Okay, sorry about that.
She's shy. Bless
her
heart.
She doesn't want to come to the phone right now. And she's, when I'm around, she's very shy. She's programmed to be shy. But anyway. So,
again, an android.
Partially.
I go into the counter, and I got this thing on the counter, and I'm playing with it. And when I do something like this, when I'm testing stuff, and I have headphones on. I didn't have headphones on. He put it through a giant speaker.
Now, a lot of times when you go to this particular store.
I go full shtick. I don't care who knows.
When you go to this particular store, a lot of times you're greeted with severe disinterest.
Oh.
Was this guy helpful?
No. I hit the home run. I hit the two guys that have played with it.
Oh, cool.
And
cool.
Knew about it, and we had fun with it. And I am sitting there, but then the customers come in, and I'm doing full shtick in the middle of the store. And nobody knows what I do for a living. Nobody gets that I'm... That this is what I'm going to be doing.
Oh, poor man. His meds have been medicated too much.
What's wrong with
his attendant
man?
Has left him alone.
What is wrong with that very sad man? And I'm doing that, but I had a blast. And, you know, I needed to have a blast because down here it's getting a little wiggy down here with the with the forecast. And
I saw the spaghetti chart for the first time last night.
Spaghetti chart kind of favoring South Florida, maybe. Like, maybe they're saying it
not
might
the
go,
European model.
No, the European
Bitch on
model.
Wheels.
I love the European models.
European model, by the way, is just like, why don't I open my front door and say, come on in. unnamed Heloise or whatever the hell you're going to call yourself when
you're
finally
Europeans,
named.
They've had a bad time of history, and they always take the negative view.
Well, the if you look at the two models, the USA model goes south of the tip of Florida and into the Gulf of Mexico, with a direct beeline for the people that least need it, which would be like the Louisiana
area.
Yeah. The European model does this thing where it goes south of Florida and then hangs this sharp right-hand turn, and it's like, hello, Fort Myers, welcome. But they don't know what's going on. They don't have any idea, and they're in full speculation mode because they can't predict these. Of course, speculation. They did a documentary. They can't predict them at all. They can't do that. But it's making us a little bit. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at, Matthew?
I'm chuckling because you're like, I did a documentary on it. I'm an expert.
No. Wow.
I love you so much.
It's
no,
so
no,
true.
Listen to me. Listen to me,
guys,
nicotine fingers.
I know about space as well.
No, I don't. You know, to
the
be
nebula.
Honest with you, there was so much about the Nebula Cornalis. Or
that space documentary. We both left like with our heads full of oatmeal that we didn't understand any of that. But I remember the hurricane doc.
I narrated an entire documentary, and so the copy that was part of the documentary stuck with me a little bit because I was interested in the subject matter.
You're defending yourself to Pony.
Yeah, you don't have to do
you
that.
You don't have to do
I'm
this.
I'm a nobody.
What have you narrated?
Nothing.
Stick.
Wow.
Whoa. Hey, don't attack the guy, you know, that's sitting here basically for free.
Am
I being mean?
Now, see that you see what Oscar
the
just
jugular.
Did there?
Yeah.
He insulted you and helped you with it. He was trying to help you and he insulted you at the same time.
That's right.
That's the way that went down.
Everybody needs to leave him alone. He's doing enough damage with the cigarettes.
They don't know how to predict hurricanes. That's my point. They don't know how to
tell
predict
us
them.
What you know about hurricanes.
What I know about hurricanes is what they seem to be most concerned
they
with.
They meaning big weather?
Big weather.
Yeah.
Big weather seems to be, and the reason they fly those planes into the center of these things, the
hurricane hunters,
they fly those in because they are far more interested in rapid strengthening than they are in the path. The scientists want to know what causes these things to explode, sometimes in 48 hours, and turn into giant storms, as opposed to where they're going to go. Now, that sounds cold to all the people that, because the path of these things is going to be what it is no matter what. They can do their best, but they still, I think, have to be within about 48 hours, 24 hours of where they're going to go. They want to know why something that's really a tropical storm turns into a Katrina.
Now,
that's what they want to know.
With the European model, which is the disastrous outcome, the one we want to avoid, do they have?
It's really not disastrous because they're saying.
Well,
that,
it ain't going to be good.
It's going to be a rain event,
but
probably
if they go with the European model, are they at this point able to at least predict when it will have landfall?
They don't know if it's going to develop into a tropical storm yet.
Wow,
they have no idea. So that's what we're living.
So it's like a watch instead of a warning.
And they're good because in the old days, because this thing is absolutely showing up on radar as nothing right now,
right?
Other than a big storm with rain, they are sophisticated enough where they can tell you that this looks like it has a probability of turning into something. But what you get is watching the news down here, watching the national news, you get a sense of anxiety, and then because the local news wasn't satisfied with putting us into a full fear mode. This was the story I heard today. Scientists are concerned that if the storm does come across Miami, the strong winds will blow the Zika mosquitoes over to the west side of the state. Thank you. Thanks so very much. We appreciate that. That's great.
That's reminiscent. I said this in the pre-show. It reminds me of Carson's old joke. Don't worry, the mudslides are putting out the fires. That they're actually hurricane is blowing a virus into your neighborhood. Wouldn't you like to see a video of that, of the mosquitoes caught up in the wind?
Yeah, welcome to paradise. Yeah, it's like
Sarasota, Tampa, Fort Myers.
Do you think that flights out are already going up price-wise?
Don't know. Haven't checked.
That'd be interesting to see, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not going to play it that way. You know, the thing that's...
The mosquitoes are buying tickets.
The thing is, if it was a more organized storm, it would be better simply from the standpoint of prediction. They're easier to predict once they formulate their little
as it gets closer and closer,
they can
sort of predict what's going on.
What does your mother-in-law say about all this?
She has been down here, thank God, helping out Carla because I've been a wreck, and it's been really, really cool having her there. But I virtually live alone.
What?
Even when they're in the house, I virtually live alone. I go into I come back. I will explain to you the latest in the medical odyssey,
right?
Which was lovely. Another lovely afternoon. Talked to Oscar a bit about it when I was coming home yesterday, but it was fun. Always fun because, you know, they're trying different things. To save my life.
Please.
To save my life. No, anyway, so.
Well, you don't want a doctor that's going to give up.
No.
No.
Not at all. But no, I got this where the hip thing is, they're treating me for a little superficial infection.
Well, that's good. They should.
They get heavy duty on it. And then when it's not responding rapidly to taking things by mouth, they decide they're going to give it to me intravenously. And I'm going to go to what's called
the infusion center.
And because I am me.
Yes.
It can't go normally.
Of course not.
There's got to be something special with the 400 nurses that are in this place designed to put needles in people's arms.
Well,
and of course, I had a moment.
They're learning. It's sort of a earn as you learn type deal.
Mike, if this hip rejects you, would it be considered your third divorce?
Yes. Yes, it would. Fourth divorce.
But probably with insurance, Mike, one of your cheapest.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Thank God. Thank you. Thanks, Obama. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. China, we get old. Hey, for all you beachgoers, we want to make sure you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're heading down the ocean, hon, you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Boll & Branch. We love Boll & Branch. I dare you to race out, get yourself some Boll & Branch bedding, and tell me if you don't have the best sleep of your life. If you want to discover Boll & Branch, it'll be the new standard of comfort that you'll measure everything else by. Once you try it, let me warn you, you're going to ruin yourselves. You're going to ruin yourselves for anything else, and I'm not kidding here. You're going to ruin yourselves for any other bedding. Everybody loves Boll & Branch. They have thousands of five-star reviews. They've been written about in the New York Times. What are they? Well, they're bedding, sheets, duvet covers, pillowcases, all that good stuff. They're fantastic. They've been written about in the New York Times, Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and three United States presidents have slept on Boll & Branch sheets,
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen. They are amazingly luxurious 100% organic cotton sheets for a couple of $100. Just visit Boll, that's B-O-L-L, and branch.com. And you can try them out risk-free for 30 nights. To get you started, Boll & Branch is offering our listeners $50 off their first set of sheets, plus free shipping. This is a great opportunity to get in on this on the ground floor. Just use the promo code TMOS. Just remember BollAndBranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com and TMOS. Glorious comfort awaits you. Yes, yes, yes. Enjoy, enjoy. Yeah. So that's the deal. Was taking the antibiotic, and when that doesn't work, sometimes they get concerned and they want to put you on a heavier dose. So you go to. You have two choices. They can put a permanent thing in
a port,
which I didn't want to deal with,
like
because
a port,
that, like a PICC line. They call it.
Oh yeah, oh, oh yeah. Robert had that, mm-hmm.
And it's you know, they by the way, it's you know, it's all this stuff falls under the heading of right now I'm just resigned to the fact that I have to deal with this crap.
Yeah, they're restoring you.
They're restoring
like an old house.
Yeah, and they've fixed one part of it. They're going to fix the other part, and they're going to keep hunting and pecking. It's a guessing game. That's what it's a guessing game. It's a guessing game. They don't know what's going on. So
they know nothing.
So,
they know nothing.
So they say, they say to me, "Well, you'll have to go down to the place every day." I said, "What do I have to do?" Gives me something to do. You
right.
Know? I can't do anything else, so I'll be glad to go to. And I like the idea of, you know, I'll get two of these, one every 7 days, and they go in and they screw you to the machine. Half an hour, you're out of there, and that's the way they will deal with it, and I'm fine. And, you know, these places are pretty heavy duty because there are really, really sick people that are dealing with this type of stuff. And I'm accepting of the, as Oscar will tell you when we had our conversation, you know, this is the deal. There are people that have a lot worse stuff to deal mm-hmm. with. This is elective surgery that caused some of these issues.
Yeah.
C'est la vie. Am I the first person this has ever happened to? No. Is it a pain in the ass? Yes. Do I want it to be in my rearview mirror? Yes. But you come to a point of acceptance when you are accepting the treatment they're doing, and you take the little stories where you can get them. Now, you would think, boring, boring, boring. You go down to a little building. You walk in. They go into the room, and they stick you, and then they put the medicine, and you go home. Wouldn't that be fun if it worked out that way, huh? Wouldn't that be great?
In theory, that's how it should work.
So this is the way what goes down. The lady
comes in, you sit down in the little recliner where people are getting treatment. And by the way, my heart goes out to the people that are dealing with some serious stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't know what they're dealing with, and it's not spoken as to what's going on. But they are dealing with that.
You don't speak to them. You don't go up and say, what are you, sick?
We had a moment with the guy to my right who was obviously dealing with some stuff. And
right.
I made him laugh, and that
made me
feel 20 feet tall. So she comes over, and the first thing they do is they look at your arm, and then she does the... And she's like, boy, your veins are hard to find.
Exactly what you want to hear.
And by the way, this is every time. I've been stuck so many times in the last 2 weeks. It's not funny.
You have track
marks.
This
is nothing new. This is nothing new to me. This
looks like Keith Richards. Track marks.
I swear these are all medical.
Normally they give me my IV in my toes.
Thank you right here. Here we go. Shoot me up. Shoot me bloody up. Shoot me bloody up right now. So she goes over the arm so much that she decides, no, she's going to call in a second person. And they bring in Captain Jack Sparrow, this lady that comes in and goes, hey, let me take a look at this. Let me see what this arm is like right here. We're going to try it right now. And she's like, can't find it there. Can't find it there. Well, I'm going to try it once, and then we're going to get the IV team in here to figure it out. And so I'm sighing at this point because this good mood that I'm in now and that I was in yesterday after all this was over, they're pounding away, and they bring the second lady in, and she goes low on the arm, and she misses.
Oh.
And at this point, you just know. You just give the Napoleon sigh where you're like,
yeah, but the thing is she set herself up to fail.
Right.
She said,
yeah,
we're going to try once, and then we're going to move on.
She
so don't even try.
Okay, let's see if this works. I said, I could not, and I said this, when the guy to my right started laughing, understanding I'm doing a little show, I said, I could not be filled with more confidence. And so she misses.
Of
they
course.
Bring in the IV team, which is just another woman that comes in with a big bag of stuff. But she's got some stuff. She's got some space-age stuff where they look at your arm, and she makes a little mark on your arm where she thinks she's going to put it in.
Is it like a little X-ray deal or a scanner?
Like a
what is it?
It's a scanner thing they roll over your arm, which is really cool to look at.
Yeah.
And then they take a little stick, a little plastic stick, and they mark where the veins are. And then she says, okay, here we go. And I have some
here
good
we
news.
Go!
I have some good news and some bad news.
What?
The good news is she hits it
nice
on the first go-round. No problems whatsoever.
Atta girl, Flossie.
Would you like to know the bad news?
I would.
The bad news is whatever cork they're supposed to put on the other end of the line, they don't put it on there. And all of a sudden, I am reenacting a scene from Scream 2. I am just, I got a gusher on the side. And
you're
talking about
Pete Fountain.
I am talking about it's on the table and it's going glit, glit, and I'm looking at this and I'm kind of laughing. And oh, did I mention before she did this, she comes over and this is what really got the guy to my right going. She starts doing this massage of my arm. She's kind of going on this.
Mm.
She's rubbing. Ooh. And she's going like this. She's going, let me just see. And there are like three other nurses in there, and I said, I have a question for you. She says, yes, honey. What's the question? I said, while you're doing, and I said it like totally straight faced.
Yeah.
And I said, while you're doing that, do you think you could have somebody turn the lights down a little bit?
And
they all go, and the guy to my right goes, bah! Like that. And then she doesn't miss a beat and looks at me and says, you want a happy ending? Now we're having fun.
That's great.
Now we're having fun. And that was before she, before we had the Friday the 13th scene where it's just going, bleh, 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 bleh. What's happening? We got a bleeder. We have a bleeder. Oh, my God. What's happening to his arm? They're running for the doors, and stuff like that. And it was, I'm not freaked out by my own blood, so it wasn't that big a deal. But they had to do a full, maintenance area and clean it
up. I would guess that you're not freaked out at the sight of your own blood, but when it starts redoubling in amounts, that you start thinking about, you don't want to see that or feel
they
that.
They corked it pretty quick, but it wasn't quick enough to stem the flow. So it was just kind of a...
Cork
hey,
it!
Look, It is what it is. It is what it is. And, you know, I just want to get to the finish line because I'm going crazy. By the way, Mike O'Mara for elective surgery. Don't. Ever.
No, no. Anyway. I mean, you're going to be, this is a rough journey, no doubt, but it's going to be great when all is said and done.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. You got to keep your eye on the prize.
I am truly tempted to take Mrs. O'Mara with me to this little center because there'll be a scene with me with the IV in my arm, and I'm going to take one of those pictures that they have in the bone doctor's office, and I all over, which is like, hey, here I am gardening after only 3 weeks. The thanks,
success,
doctor.
The success.
And I'm
going to
have the picture of me sitting there blown up, and I so want to do this. This is the comedy in me.
Yeah.
I think this is as opposed to going in and being a prick and yelling,
so to speak.
This is, if I brought that in, it really just presented it to him. If he doesn't laugh, screw him. I think it's just. I
or
think
you
it's
just
fun.
Hang it up and don't tell.
Yeah,
him.
That would be the thing. That would be the move.
And with the level of interest at their front desk,
no.
I could do it. And they wouldn't even know.
The sad thing is you didn't get a picture, Mike.
Hi, who are you here for?
Sad.
Who are you here for? Are you here for him?
Didn't get a picture of you in a puddle of your own blood.
Hi,
because that would have been the picture to pose.
Hi, old person. Go sit next to the other old person. Okay.
It's only been 8 weeks since my surgery, and I have an infection. Thanks, Dr. X.
I am so tempted to do that, but that would require
same font.
Know. Hey,
yeah,
you know
exactly.
What? Hello, Framebridge.
Yeah.
Anyway, that could be kind of cool. That would be very, very. I'm looking at the Framebridge frame picture of my kid in here right now, and I am so thinking I want to.
Well,
do
you or you have a little Michael, and it's a quote next to him. I haven't played with my daddy in 19 months.
That's right.
Thank you so very much.
My
so,
father can't pick me up anymore. Thank you, Dr. X.
That's not true, though. I actually had him put it on the left because I do the right side. Did he have? He had a meltdown of meltdowns today that I heard outside. When
oh,
I was playing
no.
With my,
what
I was
fueled
in here
it?
Playing with my new little toy. And what fueled it was he kept throwing his little toy ambulance. Hey, that's an interesting toy that he's playing with. Wonder if that's kind of prophetic.
He calls it Daddy.
Yeah. Daddy's car. There's Daddy's car.
At least it's not a black car, Mike.
Playing with Daddy's car.
A long black
Thank
car.
You. Thank you.
What is that, a Cadillac station wagon?
Yeah, in case they didn't get black car, Oscar, I'm glad a long black car. I'm glad. Thank you for the comedy tip-in on that one. A long black car with a funeral home on the side.
We were
Thank
building
you.
The comedy pyramid.
Yeah, don't mess up the comedy pyramid, that. Pony.
Yeah. He's at the, you know, it's not the terrible twos, it's the terrible threes. So
and anyone will
has,
tell you that the twos and the threes are the same.
And when he has the full-fledged meltdown, and by the way, he's like uber tall now. We're starting to notice this with other kids. Carla took him to skating yesterday, and there was another three-year-old out there, and my son's... got quite a leg up on him, so he is going to be a tall.
Were you
kid,
were you cool. a tall boy?
I'm not tall.
I know, but I mean,
that's my height,
that's average. You know? But I mean, were you in the taller percentile when you were his
no,
age?
Did I like you like sprout and then stunt?
Yeah,
no,
you didn't get
like
tall
normal.
Fast. Okay,
if you're tall, you're kind of tall all along, right?
You
isn't
know
that the
all,
way that works?
That's the way it works. Yes.
Is Carla's? Does that's she come
kinda,
from I'm, tall
I'm,
people?
Wait, let's get to your question a little bit. I'm just kind of curious. You said, were you a tall kid, and then what? And then what? I shrunk?
No, no. I think people grow at different rates at different times.
Right.
And I'm saying that when you were three, were you in a higher growth percentile?
They didn't even have that back in my day.
Yeah.
You know, well, you could tell, like maybe in a class picture.
It wasn't like the mommies went into the pediatrician now, like going, how big is the baby's head? They didn't do it like
97th.
That
look at him. Oh, how
really,
nice.
The mothers back in my day, would walk in and like she'd have a cant in one hand. And she'd go, why does he have such a bad cough?
No, we can't bring
him. We just get back from Maine, you know, where we're in the station wagon. With both windows rolled up and both my parents like mainlining Kent the whole time. Why is he seems to still have that bronchial thing, doctor. I don't understand. And the doctor, meanwhile, is going, I don't think it's anything to worry about. I think everything's just going to be just fine.
I remember absolutely. When my mom made the big adjustment to cracking the window in the car when she'd smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was like a game changer.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, but, you know, everything's going to
be
fine.
Why is he throwing daddy's car?
Yeah, why is he throwing the ambulance around?
He was going on a little stroller ride with mama when she was doing her jogging and was just throwing. He gets bored. He's too old to be in the stroller now, so he doesn't like to be in the stroller, and it's not like he can jog with her. You know,
that's
if he
true.
Jogs with her, he's going to run out of Route 41 or something like that. So
he doesn't think of being in the stroller like being in daddy's chair.
No, they're both, you know, their mom and mother-in-law are down here right now, and they're both physically fit.
What's the training going on? Maybe this is a good time to instill that.
Yeah.
You've got an extra help.
You mean what, like for the kid?
Yes.
Like the potty training.
I don't think he's at that age, father of the year. I don't think that that is, I don't think we're at a stage right now where you can put him on a regimen of exercise. I know you.
No,
think
I think
that...
Oscar is talking about potty training.
Potty training.
Oh, the potty.
Yeah.
You're back to that?
Well, no, because you have extra help. It's probably the perfect time to monitor that.
And to be fair to Oscar, he only has about 3 bells he can ring, so, you know.
Would you like to know the battle that I'm fighting on that
yes.
front, Oscar? Would you really like to know the truth
yes,
of this?
Yes, absolutely.
The bottom line with that is I am fighting the school of thought that says, get him potty trained, and the school of thought says, when he's ready, he will.
Mm.
That's what I'm fighting against. I'm no longer an advocate for the former because it's just not worth the fight. And my wife and I have been disagreeing about it.
You've got enough on your plate.
You got to pick the fights.
Yeah, and choose your battles.
In my depleted condition, that's kind of where I am right now. So it's when he starts to show an interest. So if it's middle school, I think we might have a problem. Yeah.
As soon as he takes industrial arts,
right,
it'll be time to visit Big Potty.
The school of thought is by for a boy is you or for a girl, I guess, is when they start showing the interest. The hope is... With the peer group now, which is probably going to be about 50-50,
mm-hmm.
who are potty trained, the three-year-olds, will be, and I hope it's, I'll find that statistic out, by the way. That's going to be a big deal for me. I'm going to find out what stat that is. Is it 50-50?
Oh, when
is it half of that class, or is it
comparing
90,
to the rest of the
90-10?
Class?
90-10. We'll have more clarity on that situation.
Because I've seen both methods work.
Mike, we could have a pediatrician on the show, if you like. We could discuss this publicly.
That's a great idea, and let me ask Carla about that, and I'll get right back to you. It's a great idea. Make sure we get right on that, no problem at all. That'll help the cause.
Yeah. Well,
by the way,
you
got to remember, this is the one that's keeping me alive. Just got to remind you of that. You know.
And to be fair, Oscar, he'll cover the copay. So,
that's,
not bad.
We'll see what happens by that. And you were saying that it goes, they're two different
schools.
Well,
I've seen both my kids took to it pretty easily. But
right.
then I've got other people in the family, and it's very uncomfortable when the parents are in the bathroom with the child saying, "Why won't you poop?" So never get to the level where you're yelling at the child.
Yeah, that's
out
not
of
healthy.
Curiosity,
that's not healthy.
How old would that kid be at their time?
This was a couple years ago. I think he was going on 4.
Okay.
He was slow. He was a little slow to the party. To the fecal party.
Well, we just turned 3, so
you got time.
You got
all
plenty
you got
of time.
Is time.
That's right.
And you know, if
why
just,
won't you poop?
We can just avoid the people like Oscar who keep bringing it up.
Right.
We'll be fine. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. I want to ask about a particular movie star who's got another new movie coming out.
Okay.
And I don't know why he's a star. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Just my own personal belief, you know. Got dark, negative thoughts down here when you're limping around Florida. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. Isn't that right, Jennifer? Jennifer, isn't that right?
Your aces, Mr. O'Meara.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on tomorrow's episode of the show, from the Washington Post, longtime sports writer, one of the sports broadcasting gods, Tony Kornheiser from ESPN's Pardon the Interruption, joins us on this show.
That's all you could think of to say about him? I thought it was never going to end.
Also, we play a new game with a surprise guest.
Yes.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
And buy a ticket
to the DC Improv, October 8th.
We're a good team.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is a wonderful way to support the show. If you would like to support the show with Amazon, I recommend it highly. Can we play a game?
This is exciting. This is the first tape we have of Pony Boy in 10 years from now.
Oh, it's lovely.
Glenda.
Oh, no.
Glenda, how about Rob 10 years
towel?
From now?
Yeah, what's
where's
Rob 10 years
towel?
From now?
I don't know. What's a tombstone sound like?
Oh, whoa.
Did I mention that Amazon has everything?
How about a tombstone that doesn't have sex with his mom?
Yeah, get it at Mike. MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or go
is
to the
TMOS setting
app.
Called Jason Robards?
No, you'll never guess what the setting is. It's a cartoon setting.
Is it?
Cause I eat me spinach. Da,
oh, Popeye? It's called Popeye?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Hello, the name is Bloom, Matt Bloom. I've got a delivery of spaghetti coming up here today, if you'd like to do that. Thank you. I'm sorry. All right, thank you, and welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Bye, pony.
That's fascinating.
Very weird.
Anyway, you know, it's like a kid with a new toy.
Yeah. But at least you're not throwing it.
No. No, it's wonderful. It's absolutely delightful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Jonathan or John Krasinski?
Oh, from The Office.
Would someone like to explain to me why he became a movie star? I understand he was really funny in a quirky kind of way on The Office, and he was a funny guy.
He did great camera takes. The way he would look at the camera, he was the best at it on that show. I'll give him that.
But then he went into the weight room, right? And he was making a movie about being the Benghazi movie, where he got all pumped up and stuff. And then I've seen him, and now they're promoting him as this movie star leading man type. And it just I don't put the two and two together.
It might not take, though.
He has that character actor schlubby face, doesn't
it? It might not take, though. I mean, they're promoting him as that. But remember, he's made a couple movies, and they go way back. What was the football movie
with George Clooney?
Yeah, with Clooney.
He attached himself to Clooney early on. That was a good career move.
And I think that was supposed to be sort of a breakout role for him. And he
Leatherheads,
that's it. And he kept just going back to being on The Office.
All right, is it John Krasinski or Jonathan?
I think it's John Krasinski.
John Krasinski.
When he's on The Office. So,
but he's been working since 2000.
All right, I'm looking.
How many movies has he made?
He's married to Emily Blunt, so he's married to a Hollywood royalty.
Yeah, that's going to help him propel his career, I imagine.
That might be part of it. That might be part of his success story, that he married well.
He played
played a cough drop.
In 2009, he played himself in The Muppets.
That's true. He was in that movie.
Okay, here we go. Wait. All right, so I'm trying to think. Jonathan, he's going to play Jack Ryan, right?
Jack Ryan. Mm-hmm.
He's playing. That's the point I want to make, Jack Ryan. You got Alec Baldwin. You got Harrison Ford.
Ben Affleck. Don't forget him. That one stint.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
Jack
right.
Ryan.
Not really a good Jack Ryan. But you, I don't put him into that. Is this just me?
He's the everyman. It's society now. He can't be too good looking, right?
He can't
be too good looking. And the one thing about Harrison Ford that made him believable as Jack Ryan was that it wasn't the Harrison Ford from, you know, his prime. It was just an older Harrison Ford. He's like a dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Krasinski is now getting to that point where you're like, all right, you could be a dad.
Well,
Alec Baldwin, Chris Pine, Ben Affleck, John Krasinski. John Krasinski, Todd Moore would do a better job as Jack Ryan.
Oh. Put that on a loop.
I would go see that movie.
That's right?
Jonathan Krasinski kind of looks like a schlubbier, dumber looking Todd Moore.
Todd Moore would say, what spy ring are we going to break up today? What will we be doing with the CIA, Oscar?
I've got another game.
Hey, how dare
Attention, Mike O'Mara show audience. I've got another game. There we go.
It's a roll of the dice. Hollywood has taken a chance on him.
Right.
Because you know what? He's been in some big movies and he's done all right. But this would be a make or break. If this movie tanks and if they cite him as saying we're not buying him as Jack Ryan because he's still the guy from The Office, then he's done. Then he's gonna have to live off that.
And he was in that one movie with the Benghazi movie. He was
13 hours.
Yeah, he was the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
13 hours.
So he must have done a good job there.
Well, he bulked up. I know he got all buff and did the Hollywood training thing. And
you're
stuff,
right.
You look at
Todd
the guy
Moore is better looking than him.
Yeah.
How dare he?
Todd Moore is better looking than Jonathan Krasinski.
Todd Ryan.
36, Mike.
Thank you, Mr. President.
That's another movie with Harrison Ford. I'm sorry.
How dare you, Mr. President?
Get off my plane.
Just buy
get
two
out
cents.
Of my Tesla.
Just, you know, I get the...
Get out of my
Tesla, Mr. President. I've got it on auto drive right now. I'm driving it with a computer. I don't want to hit another car.
Was it Thank Clear you. And Present Danger where they go to Colombia? Yeah, and he buys a helicopter with CIA money.
Yeah, because that's one of the few Tom Clancy books that I actually read. Ooh. That was one of my favorite ones, where it was really, really all that Colombian intrigue and stuff.
One of my
really good
favorite movies, and when we were at Paramount Studios in Los Angeles,
yes,
they have it's the hotel scene where they're supposed to be in Bogota when he goes and checks in was right. actually. One of it actually serves as a theater there on the set on the lot of Paramount Pictures. So when they shoot it right, they can make it look like a hotel.
It's
but
truly
it, but it's
astonishing.
The lobby. It's
You're
the
kidding.
Lobby of the theater there.
That's pretty cool.
I was thinking about that when I'm watching that new show, The Night Of, the miniseries yes. that mm-hmm. I think wraps up this week on HBO with John Turturro. And I'm watching that, and a lot of it takes place in Rikers Island prison. And I'm watching this, and I suddenly was thinking about how they do that, Oscar, because you think, you know, they're not going to Rikers Island
no.
to shoot this movie.
No.
I just love to see, you know, and they say, oh, it's not that big a deal. They build like a prison set. But it's truly the feeling.
The lighting
you get,
alone is an art. Oh,
yeah. When you watch this movie, you feel like you are behind bars, like no movie I've ever seen before. And it's just, you know, there's probably CGI involved. There's probably a warehouse somewhere. And I think they might shoot it in New York like they did with Oz. They
Silver
shot
Cup
that show
Studios.
Too. Yeah, it's just a truly, truly amazing the way they
just
do
on that. The other side of the bridge.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember seeing that. When
I mean,
we
it's
go to the airport.
You really realize how much when we go sit in front of our magic box or we go into a theater, how much we suspend disbelief.
Yeah,
and you know, we really are transported there. And you know, this movie is—it's a movie. I consider it like an extended version
like
of a movie,
16-hour movie, right?
With John Turturro, and my heart sank last week when they said next week. The season finale, and it's like, they're taking this away from me.
I feel the same way as you do about that than I do about Roadies. Roadies on Showtime.
I've got like five episodes of that to watch. Is that worth the time?
It's not necessarily as good as Mike's show,
yeah.
The Night Of, but it really, for if you've ever worked, especially if you've worked or gone to any concert, you see people that are always running around, mm-hmm. and they're usually dicks. Or right. a complete C's.
They almost have right. to be.
Yeah. And then you see their perspective and you're like, yeah, I can see why you would become or have to have that disposition because yeah. you're just dealing with people all day.
And they all you know, want something yes. from you. Yeah.
Back in the radio days when I would go to concerts and actually go backstage yeah. and meet people, it was one of the most distasteful, unpleasant experiences yeah. that I ever had. I never really got into it.
Did you ever have one that was worthwhile, one that
no.
was good?
Nope.
What was the worst one?
I had a missed one. The worst one was when we were supposed to do a pre-show with Cher, and she stood us up, and we got on the air, and we lambasted her so much that she ended up calling and apologizing.
That is awesome.
And it was just the worst one that I ever went to was Aaron Neville when he was at the peak of his celebrity.
What
and
went
Aaron Neville.
Wrong, yeah.
And we went backstage and he was literally in a coma.
Oh.
And I'll never forget reaching out to shake his hand and he touched my hand and brushed it. That was the extent of the handshake that we got.
Wow.
And it was just. But they were always cattle calls.
Sure.
And I think
surrounded
ZZ
by
Top,
other DJs, I'm
ZZ
sure.
ZZ Top was a cattle call.
And the talent maybe. Is always put upon.
Yeah. They don't want to do it. You don't want to do it.
And think and about it. They want to go do the show.
They want to be done with the show.
Right.
That's what they want.
They either want to do the show or they want to get back to their hotel because the show is over. And really, concerts are too long. And so when you've got a post show, that's even worse. And I didn't want to be back there. It's so forced and it's just not fun. You know, I would much rather have. I'm thinking the Sammy Hagar one was in
was that
Philadelphia.
When you were in Philadelphia, right?
There's
in Philadelphia, and they say you're going to be on stage with Sammy Hagar. Right? Didn't they say that?
Yeah, I did not go to that one. I skedaddled
Oscar,
and got out of town.
They say we're going to be on stage with Sammy
that's
Hagar.
That's huge.
So it's kind of cool. We're like, hey, that's fun.
And you
we're
are a fan. Be fair. He's your favorite incarnation of Van Halen.
Van Hagar is my favorite. I like Sammy. We do a shot of tequila with Sammy backstage,
Cabo
which
Wabo.
Was great.
Yeah.
Small little group. But there's a gang. It's not just the DJs. It's people that have won contests
sure.
and all that. And being on stage, I had no idea. I'd been to a Sammy Hagar show. I didn't know what the hell they were going to do. Being on stage with Sammy Hagar consisted of, we were put in a bleacher behind the band.
Oh my God.
Where the entire audience could see us, and we were responsible for bouncing up and down and dancing to Sam. And I'm standing up there, and within 2 minutes of this show starting, I knew one thing, and I knew I was going to get in trouble for it. I was going to leave because I didn't want to be there. I was not going to stand there and go, hey, I can't drive 55. Whoa, I feel like a complete a-hole. I'm too old for this. I don't want to do this.
You're literally on display.
And so I got off the bleacher, and this like this handler off to the side goes, you know, like I've committed the worst sin in the world. Looks at me and goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm leaving. And I just went out and probably spent a half an hour with some of my colleagues out in the audience, and then shortly thereafter split in total. I did the whole thing is just to enjoy the music, but I don't want to be forced to say, hey, I met him, I shook his hand. It's too forced for me.
I guess this is a common theme, because years ago I was listening to Howard Stern, and he mentioned that they had a meet and greet with Paul McCartney, right?
Right.
And he said
he was a Beatle, Mike. He was in the European rock band, the Beatles.
He's still
touring.
They're in New York, and he they're there, and Chris Rock is there, and there's like all these celebrities there. And he says, "Paul, do you mind for his daughter? His daughter had requested that he ask for an autograph, and Howard's like, I don't want to do that, but it's for my daughter. You know, he does it.
Yeah, you do it for her. People do that.
Except
for Rob, he gets them for himself.
And Paul.
Well,
says,
you know, Rob, he's an Hole.
Paul says,
"Do you not? Am I wrong about that?
No,
do you
I mean,
not
if get your, I get
how many autographs. Do you have? You have autographs more than you. Nobody stalks celebrities that were on the Don and Mike show more than Rob Spiewak. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, but I don't.
Did you not? Would we not have a celebrity guest who would come by, an A-lister, and they would go off into the night? We would shake their hands, and they would go by. There would be no memento whatsoever. And then, like 3 weeks later, I'd see on Rob's wall, "Hey, Rob, thanks so much," and it would be the celebrity.
If it was worthwhile, of course.
There you go. Thank you. So, and you've probably got a lot more celebrity autographs that came through the Don and Mike show than I do, right?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. But
I don't call you an a-hole for it. It's just what you did. It was your little reward.
But I think maybe you were thinking
did
I
you
was
think,
an
no. Did you think of getting one for the Don or Mike and just saying, hey, here you go, guys?
No, he didn't.
No. But I did come up with the gag at, I think it was the Super Bowl.
Let me just say this. When I wanted a picture taken with a celebrity,
yes,
whether it was Rob Spiewak, Lisa Herndon, Diana Sillman, Frank Murphy, any of the producers, you would have to effing lasso our producing people to get a photograph. That was the last thing they wanted to do, was to get a photograph that we might want as a memento.
Yes.
And Rob will tell you, I was always the catalyst. I said,
yes, that's true.
Can we get a picture? And meanwhile, the producers are sitting there going, what? What? They're staring at the celebrity and going, what? Like that. And then we, and this was, by the way, this wasn't just a hang on our wall. This was perhaps a promotional vehicle to put in the trade publications.
Sure.
That's the sound of it going over their head. Zing, zing. That's the way that would work.
I am proud of the fact that I came up with the idea that when we were at the Super Bowl, that you guys would offer autograph pictures to your guests.
Thank you very much.
I did enjoy that. When you'd finish up with someone like the guy who
like was, a photograph?
Yes. Jesse James, the motorcycle guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much. Would you like our autograph?
Thanks for coming by. And that was also one of the great ones with when Don and I were interviewing Jesse James.
Yes.
And do you really get that mad at your father? He said, that's the other show. That's the other motorcycle show.
Oh, that was great.
That's like right when they were both coming out.
Senior.
Yeah.
They were both sort of out of the starting gate.
Sorry about that, but you were saying, I'm sorry.
So Paul McCartney, he says no. He says no and just kind of, says politely no. And Howard said he was, and I'm paraphrasing, he's sitting there and he's like, and then you hear at the corner of his ear, he said, you hear Chris Rock saying, damn! That was so ice cold. He just said no to you.
Is he known for that, Rob? Is he known for not giving autographs?
He is. He is a very good at like eluding crowds. Like, I know one of his big moves is when his limo is being chased in New York City, he will jump out and cut through an alley. He knows how to avoid crowds.
Is it still being chased?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How do you know he's in there?
Because you see it come out of the venue and stuff.
So you don't know whether or not he gives
autographs. I don't know how he does one-on-one. I do know that it is very common when he does his sound check, meet and greets and stuff, they lay down ground rules. They say, do not ask for autographs.
Yeah, but when you're sitting there and it's an A-list room.
And if you're a celebrity,
I can
see
that. He said, and Howard, I remember him saying, he's like, I already felt like dumb asking. I felt even worse after he said no and basically brushed me off.
That's pretty bad.
And then I've got Chris in the corner of my ear saying, that's so ice cold. Damn.
Well, you know what? The thing is, somebody explained it to me a long time ago. When you sign an autograph, you are validating that other human being. It is a moment of validation that they were there and you were there, and that's why you always do it and you always say that. And, you know, the thing about it, and also it's another reason why I never refuse a salutation, too, because when you do that, you're saying, hey, to Pete, thanks for being here. You write something funny. That makes the validation even stronger, and it takes 5 seconds. So no matter who you are, you should, you should always do that. But it's also why I hate backstage at a concert. You know, they're doing their gig. Their gig is to let us all be entertained.
Yeah.
And when everybody wants a little piece of them, and everybody, you know, now more than ever, don't we all want our piece of the moment? That's why everybody's holding up their cell phone cameras. But, that's the way they
do it. We should talk about the meet and greet before the improv show.
Not a chance.
Mike, wasn't it the great Al Lewis who said
10 people.
No salutations.
10 people. Tops. That's why we're doing an after party. We'll take a break. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. We have Oscar Rotzi standing by.
Yes, yes.
Oscar Rotzi coming up. We will be right back, everybody.
Well, Katie, we just finished up another episode of Cake and Cookies that's over an hour long. You want to do another hour?
No. No one does.
Do you think they'll even listen to this one?
No. Not a chance.
Well, that was an evening well spent. It's Cake and Cookies, brand new and ready for you.
Cake and Cookies, Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Brand new one. Rob and Katie, 5 minute, 5 second promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hi, everybody. Boy, they sweated that one. Brought to you by Framebridge. Remember when cameras and phones were two separate things? The way we take pictures has changed, but the way we frame them hasn't until now. Framebridge.com is the easy new way to frame the things you love, whether it's a pic on your phone or a poster or fine artwork, anything. Framebridge makes it easy and affordable. Just go to Framebridge.com and pick out a frame you like, or let a designer help you choose. What a wonderful company this is. You're going to love them. And if you've got something on your phone you want framed, it is so easy. If you've got something that's in your house that's lying around, a piece of wonderful, beautiful artwork or whatever you have, you want it framed, you can ship your art to Framebridge in a prepaid package or simply upload a picture on their Framebridge site or their app. You can even upload directly from Instagram. You will love it. Framebridge offers a happiness guarantee because meeting your expectations is as important as meeting their own. Right now, if you go to a Framebridge.com or you go to Framebridge.com and use the promo code TMOS, you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Remember, Framebridge.com and TMOS, that's 15% off your first order at Framebridge.com. Promo code TMOS. Without further ado, once a week, we bring him in to test his powers of reading.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Oscar Rotzi.
Fellas.
That was a good one.
Oh,
I won't ever do that again.
I'm sorry. This is the one break in the show that I get to play with things.
I'll stop.
Guys, did you know that Sophia Richie was as famous as she is?
That's Lionel's youngest daughter?
Yes.
She's extraordinarily hot. We have her here if you'd like to talk to her.
Oh, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi. How are you guys?
I understand you're really living up to your last name. Am I right?
Am I right, ladies?
Wow, that's a really high voice.
Well, happy birthday, Sophia.
Happy birthday to me.
Do you prefer cake
right,
or
I'll
pie?
Stop. I'm not going to interrupt his Oscar Rotzi anymore. I'm not doing that.
Well, she just turned 18, and she celebrated with her boyfriend, Justin Bieber.
Ew. Ew.
And you know what? Also, she gets minus two just because her dad is doing those commercials with Peyton Manning. That works against her as well. I don't like her. Bad
chick. I don't like the whole thing. Apparently, he's quite taken with her, right?
Yes. And
smitten.
I would say that it's also interesting because when you guys were younger, did you ever date?
No.
Did you ever date your friend? Like, did you ever have like a circle that would date everybody? Like, as you would go through high school?
Oh, absolutely. Very cliques. Yes. Yeah.
And the same thing happens in Hollywood because she used to date Jaden Smith.
Oh, so she's going through and grabbing all of that.
Oh, by the way, if you high schoolers. By the way, high schoolers, if you're doing what Oscar is suggesting about this circle of dating, for you younger guys, don't introduce your dates or bring your dates around or bring your girlfriends around the upperclassmen. It's not a smart move.
Oh, no, because that's like fresh meat.
Yeah.
They will poach.
Yeah.
They will poach. That's what happened to me with Laura Werner.
Oh.
And also the Swedish foreign exchange student, Eva Freiberg, who on one of my birthday disappointing dates said something along the lines of, I want to date Bobby Hunter. Great. Thanks for sharing.
How did she meet Bobby Hunter?
My whole romantic life leading up to my adulthood, and probably why I've been married multiple times, constantly searching for validation and love. I had some great, great moments of love unrequited. One of them in particular was my 18th birthday when I was jilted by and stood up by the lady that I had pursued for a very long time. Then there was the Swedish foreign exchange student.
Freiberg.
That happened too. Eva Freiberg, who said she liked another guy. Then there was the girl my freshman year or sophomore year at Marist College. And we flew to Florida. We flew to Sarasota together on spring break.
Yeah.
Wow.
And on the plane. The plane is in the air. We're 2 hours in the air. And she looks over at me and says, I'm in love with Frank. Frank Biscardi. Frank Biscardi, who's your housemate over there. And I had no clue. And it was a platonic week. That's
wow.
it. You
know? Wow.
Only thing that happened to me is I saw Larry Zonka in a bar. That was it. That was the high point of my spring break.
Did he give you a second base?
Yeah, he got a second base
too. Larry Zonka
scored a touchdown with him.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Big time fun. Absolutely.
Well, I thought it was interesting because this past 19 months in school, I've just clearly been out of the loop because I thought she was still dating Jaden Smith, and then boom, bam,
yeah,
she's dating Justin Bieber, the douche of the douches.
Yeah.
And he is apparently completely and utterly smitten with
yes.
her.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, yes.
Let me ask you a TMZ question.
Jess?
How low a level rapper do you have to be to make it onto TMZ? Is the criteria not necessarily that you're a successful rapper, but that you do something really egregious?
Or you're just a good character for television. It's interesting because a long time ago, I heard one of these celebrities say, look, if you want to be invisible in Hollywood, you can be invisible in Hollywood. And having had my sister live out there for a couple years, she knew where the celebrities went because everybody knows.
Yeah.
Right?
They'll go to the Ivy.
Yeah, you. She's like, that's where they eat. This is like she knew by the time she was there for at least a year. So you can actually go places where nobody's going to recognize you.
And it is such a disturbing environment.
But yeah, Mike, you're right.
I mean, there is so scumbags abound, and you can get. When you see the people that are getting the VIP treatment at the clubs, it is nasty. It's always been nasty, and it always will be nasty.
You are so right, though. Carrie will oftentimes watch the early feed of the TMZ program on television, right. And I'll come up, and she'll be watching it, and they have the column on the left side of their upcoming stories, right. And there'll be like seven stories, and I won't know five of the people
right.
because they're all right. low-level rappers. And right. I mean, I obviously don't run in those circles.
Yeah, it's like they'll sit there and say something like, Cinnamon Wizzy busted for cocaine. You know?
Yeah.
Like, who?
He's sort of sold out after his first
Cinnamon
album.
Cinnamon Wizzy.
Mike, we'll have more of this in the bonus show, but Larry King is now coming out about the rumors about his wife's alleged affair, Sean's alleged affair.
We will actually have Larry King in the bonus
show. Oh, nice.
Excellent. Sorry, good. Tip my hand. There we go.
Well, I just wanted to throw this tip in quickly that if this is true, and we'll talk to Larry about
yes.
it. Yes. I mean, this would be technically his last marriage. 82 years old, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, I don't think Larry.
Oh, no, he's got one more.
Yeah. You really think so?
Sure.
Larry has the fortitude to do another marriage. I don't think so.
Yeah, the statistics are amazing. They are incredible.
I know The Night Of is your go-to show, but I beg of you to watch Stranger Things. Rob and I have both watched every episode.
I've watched it twice.
Where do we find this,
Netflix.
Boys?
Netflix. You'll love it.
Ah,
I would love your feedback, and it's something that we could talk about here. Stranger Things is such a big show that other celebrities are talking about them. If you and once you see the little boy, the main protagonist, the little girl.
Oh, Elle.
Yeah, Elle. When she's in there, Mike, I want you to focus on the character Elle when you're watching the show, because the acting is so over the top that she's already has rumors of nominations coming her way.
She deserves every one of them. What it
and
is?
What, in a paragraph, give me a paragraph. Stranger Things.
It is sort of a 1980s homage to, I would say, E.T. and the Goonies and those films of that era, but with a supernatural tone.
Okay.
And what's great about it is the one thing that is so Spielbergian about it, Steven Spielberg always had the knack to cast kids that didn't annoy you. Yeah. Oftentimes in a movie, if you have a 12-year-old kid, you just want to kill them because they're jerks. But these are all believable kids that you root for. You don't hate them.
Funny kids, too.
Funny kids, yeah.
Good. You might have sold me on that one. I'm intrigued.
It's only eight episodes. You could blow it out this
Mike,
weekend.
And, Mike, it'll take care of your weekend.
It will.
Good. I'm looking forward to that.
Stranger Things.
I got a lot of time to kill, and I'm not going anywhere.
And that is Oscar Rossi for today.
Thank you very much, Oscar. We will have the final audio vault of the week with Rob Spiewak right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. I like this music. This is good stuff. Thank you.
Man, we've really been killing it on the More Network podcast. You were recently on Tony Perkins, man. You were hilarious.
Well, thank you. I think we did a good job on the Mike O'Mara Show itself.
We should probably try to target some of the other shows like Cake and Cookies, maybe Tech 411.
Yeah, how about Americast?
Good one,
poor Marcus.
All right. Anyway.
Poor Marcus.
Americast. Is that even still on the network? Anyway, Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
All right, thank you. Hey, you know, I blew up a Marcus promo this week.
You did.
They're making fun of Marcus. You know, nobody puts more of an effort when he puts the effort in to making promos for the network than Marcus does. So, Marcus, keep them coming.
Now, keep them coming.
Yeah, have you ever made a promo?
I mean, Robin really. Joe.
Hey. But you know, you take that. You take some of those Marcus. You take. You know, you got up here a Marcus sort of promo when he really does the thing like fruit friskas or whatever.
Yeah,
that's really funny. And then you go down to the other end of the scale and you get a Cake and Cookies promo.
He really hates that Cake and Cookies promo.
Well, no. If you were to on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
And I'm asking you to put your sincere hat on.
All right.
Put a number on the level of effort that went into that Cake and Cookies promo.
We made 5 promos last night. That maybe wasn't the best one. But we have a sort of an insatiable need for promotional announcements on the show. Right. We burned through a lot of them in the week. So maybe I was focused on quantity over quality.
Ah, that always works. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.
And I'm sorry, I have to apologize. It was brief, and I know that was a sticking point for you.
You know what? I'm not asking for the elaborate production numbers that some of our listeners have even been able to do, because I know I'm not going to get that. But the fact is, the witticisms and the simple banter, I'll give you a tip. Get a little drunker. Get a little loaded. You know what'll make it? They'll flow like wine.
Uh-huh.
Drink a lot of wine. Get S-housed with Katie and just put some slop on there and make them silly. That's all.
I don't know. Neither one of us like to drink.
There you go. I know they'll be coming. ZipRecruiter is sponsoring this part of the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you hiring? Do you want to find the best candidates? Of course you do. But face it, posting your job in one place isn't going to cut it. If you want to find the perfect hire, you got to think big and be smart. You need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to all the top job sites, even even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today and you will be glad you did. Without further ado, let's get right to it. Let's open up the audio vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak. Where is it? Where is my audio vault?
Open.
Hold on. There we go. All right. Thank you. And let's get right to it. No, you know. I mean, it's, you know.
It was
did you
brief.
Say we have an insatiable need for promos?
We run a lot of promos every week. And so, you know, you want to have fresh ones to keep it new.
You get what he's saying there, right?
What is he saying?
Well, it's my fault.
How is it your fault?
Passive aggressive.
No, that was passive aggressive.
Oh, now we need more promos because you demanded more.
No.
I wanted to fill one more slot.
That has nothing to do with we had a lot of promos from the word go. I like to keep them fresh as possible.
Right.
And I don't like to repeat them very often. So I like to keep more promos coming. Sometimes they air only once. And in that case, you know what? Then they're out the door
listeners,
and you need more stuff.
Please,
but Oscar, don't help.
It's a labor.
Okay.
You don't enjoy it.
Hey, why are you mad at me?
Because you're helping.
Did he hit a nerve?
Do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy doing the promo?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Why would you say that?
Tell the truth. Do you enjoy me? You might enjoy doing the show with Katie.
Well,
maybe.
It's once a month.
God.
He just said, do you enjoy doing the promos?
I do enjoy doing the promos more than I enjoy doing this show right now.
For example.
Yes, Mike.
Rob and Joe promos.
Yeah.
They do those usually when they come in and they guest on
the
show.
Exactly.
And they have an audience and then they do that kind of shtick. And do they just kind of make that up?
Like, yeah.
When they're laughing?
I've seen them jot down a couple ideas, but yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious.
Okay. I'm very much sorry that you did not like the promo, Mike.
Do you ever just. Just leaves me out to dry.
He just takes it, and
it's like, leave it out there that I'm the a-hole. And
no.
That was it. Look, the majority of
and also of the, no one should be allowed to talk about promos.
Yeah, but I own the fact that the promos
are
horrible.
Absolutely right.
And you know what?
Right.
That doesn't make it any better that you own it.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
But I'm not the audio.
Hi, I'm Oscar
maestro that you are.
Pony, let me ask you, Pony. Let me ask you this: how do we improve the promo situation here? And listen, by the way, as far as any other entity doing what we do, radio or otherwise, we generate tremendous amounts of content. We really, really do. It's a lot of fun. What would you do if you were Pony Boy Matt Bloom in charge of promos? What would you do to spice things up, to keep the pipeline open and keep
nice.
It? Because right now, can I be honest with you? The way it's done right now, it's a friggin' mess.
It is.
It's whenever they come in, there's no schedule. There's no.
No, that's not true. There is schedule. There is traffic.
What, a schedule of what?
I'd make sure that the promos, I note every promo that I run every day to minimize repetition and the time slots.
The production of promos.
Okay.
Oh, we can have like a promo day on like a Sunday. We just knock out 20 of them.
If you have a show on the network, that a reminder, a schedule of, so-and-so needs to do a promo on this. We have none of that. There's no schedule. There's no actual, you know, we used to have that in radio where you'd have, you'd have to update this at a certain, but there's nothing like that. Nothing. We have nothing. So getting back to that, Pony, before Rob jumped in with defense of himself.
Yeah, yes. attack
let me ask this question.
It wasn't an attack.
What would you do?
I think we need to promote the promotions and everything else will just fall into place. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Rob, do you know what that means?
It means that he really didn't want to get involved. He is less into confrontation than I am, if such a thing is possible.
Right.
So the very fact that you brought him into this really ruined his day.
Right.
He loves to laugh. Oh, he loves to laugh.
What
but he doesn't want to get involved.
And I'm as guilty as the next guy because I've got to do promos for Ocean City. And yeah. I promised them that. And in fact, we'll do some today.
That's, cool.
We'll
do some today. And, you know, but we need to update them. And
let's work on our A game, like our real A game.
Yes.
Well, I give the example of Rob and Joe, and then I will hold them up to the highest possible standard that they put a little shtick into it, and mm-hmm. they put a little, they're not just saying, hey, on the next show, we're doing that. I think that that's what's the best promo for a radio program of anything are the promos like we do for the bonus show, because they take
the recap promo. Yeah.
That was really great in the show. I've always loved those because it makes me want to listen. So those are the kind. The worst promos are we just finished the show and we're lazily going to lop out 12 of them.
Mike, I think you hit the nail on the head where we should, after we're done with our program, really pick out the best parts like we do for this show, whether it be Rob and Joe, Tech 411, Rob and Katie, any of these shows on the network, and then we build a promo like we do for this program around it.
A recap promo.
That's what's kind of fun.
Yeah.
If you're not going to have the shtick, and even with Rob and Joe, those burn a little bit, but... And then
they're professional comedians, though.
But how about our listeners who have done such a great job throwing different things in?
Yes.
And really
they
putting
knew we
a
needed
lot of time.
Help. And they
but
work.
It's a labor of love. It's a labor of joy, and it's not forced, and it's not tedious.
No. You know? You just don't want to hear forced and tedious. That's
so
what you're saying.
Sit there, say nothing.
No.
You'll
He's
sit
talking.
There, say nothing. And
He's
no, you
talking.
Have nothing to add to this because you don't want to.
No, I would say that I have other promos. I did promos yesterday.
Can we hear five of them?
I brought four of them in.
Okay, let's hear them.
This is right. The greatest
now,
audio
how are we
of all
do
ever.
This? How are we going to do this?
Well, we're going to rate them.
Oh, with great joy is how we're going
to
do
Rob,
it.
We'll let Rob dealer's choice. How would you like to be evaluated on these? Scale of 1 to 10, scale of 1 to 5.
Why don't you give them an A to F level? And you
A
can use
level.
Plus minus if you like.
All right, very good.
Let me have to bring up the playlist. Give me just a sec.
Okay, very good.
All right, for a recap, if you're just joining us in Ocean City or in Iowa, we are working on improving the process for producing these promos to promote other shows on the network.
And this is my entertainment.
We're doing the Lord's work as well.
He doesn't even know what that means.
He doesn't know what that means.
He is such a flaming a-hole today.
Okay, he just did it. I like to hear him because that entertains me.
Yeah, and now Rob says that they put out five. That might have not have been the best one that he played for us.
I have four with me today.
Yes.
I have four today.
So will one of these three...
The
three remaining be A-grade material?
Let us see. All right, let's start with number two.
And by the way, a C is a passing grade.
Thank you.
Just like in school, so that's fine. If it's a C,
C's get degrees, Mike.
That's right. All right, here is number two.
Brand new cake and cookies available right now.
Did you want me to say something?
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
In that case, no.
Okay.
Another quality product from More Broadcasting.
Cake. Big cookies.
Oh,
big.
Good. I like
it.
Absolutely solid,
Katie
solid
show.
B.
Not very
solid
good, but
B.
Good.
Very unique, good. Very funny. Solid B.
Good timing.
Really,
solid
I give it a B minus.
Okay, that's fine. But I mean, I think it's certainly better than a C. It's,
so it passes.
That made me laugh. That made me smile. Made me laugh. I love the uncomfortable pausing. That's
okay.
Me
that was
very,
great.
Very
all right.
Okay.
Here's the second one of the three that I'm going to play.
I know why Katie likes the most recent episode of Cake and Cookies.
No, you don't.
I do. You like when I cry.
That is true.
See, you love to make me cry.
Why yes.
Who did that? It's Cake and Cookies. Listen, and you will still not understand why I said that.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie.
C+, based on Rob's effort.
Yeah.
Katie phoning it in.
Is she on the crapper when she's doing these?
Yeah, no, she's not.
The
I'm over here right now.
Come on.
All right, I hold in my hand.
With you, C+ on your effort, but you won't admit this, but I will tell you this, because I love her, that... She could have given you a little more to work with, right?
And
now.
You know about what? I had a little talk with her.
Hey, can you get off the toilet?
You did not.
And
okay,
actually
C+
put some
wasn't real. That one will be a tremendous burn factor. That'll be a true.
Yeah.
But Rob,
hey, it may have already burned.
Rob, did you really cry on the show?
I explained why I cried at the McCartney concert.
Okay, good. All right.
All right. Stop
it. That's Cake and Cookies. That's where he brings that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and now the last one.
This is the promo.
So C+ and a B, but I give it a B, Robin. I'm the final judge here, so it's not a B minus like you gave it. I give it a B.
The fifth promo, the one I didn't bring, is the one where I discuss killing Oscar. So I'll play that on Monday. But here is the final promo of today's show.
Hey, Rob, are you going to let me talk on this week's Cake and Cookies?
Remember the deal. You talk on the promos, I talk on the show.
Ugh, right.
Unless you have a story about getting drunk and falling down.
What if it was Dan?
I got to talk to my lawyers.
Get it in writing.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie.
I'm going to say another C. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
It's got to be a little drunker. It's got to be a little more organic. That first one where there's the pause,
yeah,
you know, and at one point she responds to you by saying, right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And yeah. It's just
does
like,
she
you know,
not want to yeah. do the show anymore?
That's a
I don't want to do this show anymore.
Are we out of your audio of all time now?
Yeah, can you close it?
Yeah, do you want
me to close
it? I would.
Did you want to play anything from the audio vault today? Do you have anything in there that you would like
I'm
to
I'm trying
edit?
To see if there's
I don't
any...
want to go out on this note.
The one thing, the there is one thing I wanted to play. I like this. Your kid is back to school.
You want
to
see my IV line?
No.
Okay. All right.
I can think of some things I'd like to put in it.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
Arsenic!
Medicine, Mike. So you medicine. Feel better.
Sleeping medicine.
A big antifreeze. Dose of sleeping medicine. Your kid is already back to school. My kids go back on Monday, and a lot of
kids... My kid goes back on Monday, too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What was like orientation he went to?
Yes,
okay. Right. So they start... A lot of kids are dreading school, but not Kevin in Texas. This is a gold mine, this little kid. He was interviewed about being excited about going back to the first day of school.
Yes, I'm excited to going back to school.
Why are you so excited?
Because I'm going to fourth grade, and after that, I'm going to fifth grade, and I'm going to college.
Oh.
Or high school, I don't know. Or preschool. I don't even know. I don't even know the orders anymore.
Why is going back to school so exciting? You like seeing your friends?
No, I didn't make any. I just made one friend at my the first school I was. Then I'm switching schools to here. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping I can make more friends than just one.
I think you will.
And also my mom thinks I'm a baby, so I can't walk to school sometimes. And also she thinks I need protective gear when I need to ride a bike.
You probably do. I think I agree with your mom.
I know how to ride a bike already, even without protective gear.
Okay, and good luck.
Okay, can I say one last word?
Okay, yeah.
Hello, students. And also have good luck when you enter fourth grade or fifth grade.
There you go. That is Kevin.
Awesome.
And he can ride a bike without protective gear. I wish him all the best. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's great. I love him. Who doesn't? If you don't like kids, there's something wrong with you. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. Yes, Oscar?
Mike, I have a potty training update. I asked my sister.
The show's
sister,
running a little long today.
It seems extraordinarily long.
Should we talk about this in the bonus show? Because I can do it then. I have
that's
lots of information.
That's a tease. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 32101. Absolutely save it for the bonus show. Did you get the bonus show? Oh, you didn't?
Aww.
You're not
going to
hear that.
You're not going to hear that, Mr. Gatsby.
Today's so bonus show is great.
Because you didn't pwn up a few dollars for the bonus show.
Not
going to hear. What?
Not only do we have all the potty training update, I'm going to run 20 more promos.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Anyway, our address is 32101 Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests, Rob with two B's at MikeOMeara.com. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Sampson, I'm Mike O'Meara's hand. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye, bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMeara.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMeara.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.